1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of Yahweh, for I determined not to know anything amongst you, save Yahshua the Messiah, and him executed. And I was with you in weakness, and in fear, and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of Yahweh. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of Yahweh in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which Yahweh ordained before the world to our honor, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known of it, they would not have executed the sovereign of majesty. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which Yahweh has prepared for them that love him. But Yahweh has revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of Yahweh. For what man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of Yahweh knows no man, but the Spirit of Yahweh. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of Yahweh, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of Yahweh. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of Yahweh, for they are foolishness to him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who has known the mind of Yahweh, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of the Messiah. End of chapter.